You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
This opportunity that you've allowed me to come and to stand and to share God's word with this congregation over which the Lord has placed you overseer, to all of my brothers in the ministry, to all of our officers, deacons, members, and visitors. We greet you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know that it is a blessing to be in the house of prayer just one more time. Won't keep you long this morning. We want to call your attention to a very familiar passage of scripture found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And just for the purpose of time, we are going to just read three verses, although we will be dealing with some other verses. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10, we'll read 10, 11, and 12. When you have it, just say amen. Amen. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Pray with us for a moment as we use for a subject this morning. Get ready to rumble. Get ready to rumble. Growing up, my grandmother used to love wrestling. And because she always needed a riding partner, either me or one of my brothers always had the good fortune to go with her to Olympic Theater or Cobo Hall, wherever the wrestling match was. We check out Dick the Bruiser, the Sheik, Cowboy Bob Ellis, all the old guys, all the guys who knew how to throw down and to get a hold of somebody and not let them go. And it was exciting. It was always fun to go down to those matches with Grandmama, but there was only one problem. If you got too close to her, she'd get you in a headlock, and she wouldn't even realize it, but she'd be all into the bout, and before you left the match, your neck be hurting, and you have all kind of issues. She was always ready to rumble. Yeah, all right. And in this Christian life, my brothers and sisters, seemingly every day we find ourselves in a battle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and yes, even spiritual wickedness in high places. As believers, we must be mindful of the fact that Satan will do whatever within his power to try and hinder us and to in some way hinder God's plans for our lives and for his kingdom. And so we always have to be ready to rumble. We fight, we clinch, we grapple, we battle. But my brothers and sisters, we got to be ready to rumble. When we go on our jobs, when we enter into our schools, sometimes in our homes, within our own government, we got to get ready to rumble. When sickness comes unexpectedly,
yes, sir.
When sorrow suddenly knocks at your door, when the money gets funny and the bills are due, my brothers and sisters, you need to get ready to rumble. Satan is busy. He and all his minions are ready to attack you on every hand. And so you need to be at all times ready to rumble. He's active. He's everywhere. And he's busy all the time. Perhaps there's somebody here this morning who is actively engaged in a struggle. Perhaps it's a struggle wherein you feel that you're all in this battle by yourself. You feel sometimes that you're all alone. Well, Paul here in this sixth chapter of Ephesians, as though a general commanding his troops, offers us some helpful words that if followed will serve to strengthen and anchor you in the faith. He mentions several things that we need to take hold of, and I'm going to mention them very briefly and we'll be through. The first thing that we need to take hold of is, he says that finally, my brothers, be mindful of the time. This adjective focuses on time. I don't have to tell you that these are perilous times in which we are living. Paul has said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:2, for people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered. Lovers of money and aroused by inordinate, greedy desires for wealth. Proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemers, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. Be ready to rumble. Yeah, Paul says, finally. And this adjective really means henceforth, from now on, from this day on, in times to come, be ready to rumble. You see, finally comes at the end of the letter. And so, in conclusion, what Paul is really saying that when I leave, you need to be ready to rumble. He's saying, in conclusion of what I've already said, what I've already told you, what I've already taught you, you need to be ready to rumble. In light of all that God had done for you, in light of the fact that we are now sharers in God's promise, in light of the fact that we have been brought near to God, in light of the fact we are now members of Christ's body, the church.
Yes, sir.
In light of the fact that he has called us from a world of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes. Yes,
sir. In light of the glorious standing that we now have as children of God in Christ. In light of his great plan of the ages, that God has made you part of his plan. In light of the plan for Christian maturity and growth that he gives us, we need to be ready to rumble. Be mindful at all times and be ready to rumble. Finally, Paul is saying, and he wants you to get this, finally, my brethren, from now on, from the time of your calling, from the time that he took your sins away, from the time of your new birth, from the time of your deliverance,
yes, sir.
From the time that you first believed, from the time that you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Amen.
Be mindful of the time and be ready to rumble. When we unite with Christ, we take on all of Christ's enemies. And Satan hates Christ. He hated Jesus. And because now we're part of his family, he hates you also. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, you need to be ready to rumble. Secondly, Paul commands his troops, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This teaching is vital to know and to obey, that the believer might prevail in every encounter with the devil and all his minions. Every true child of God soon learns that the Christian life is a warfare and is not to be fought in our own strength. The host of Satan are committed to hinder and obstruct the work of Christ and to knock the individual soldier out of combat. The more effective a believer is for the Lord, the more he will be experiencing the savage attacks of the enemy. The devil does not waste his ammunition on nominal Christians. He only wastes his ammunition on those who are trying and striving to do something useful for the Lord. And if you're on the battlefield, my brothers and sisters, if you're doing the work for the Lord, you better be ready to rumble. In our own strength, we are no match for Satan. So this second preparatory command is that we should be continually strengthened in the Lord and in the boundless resource of his might. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead. In Christ we have everything that we need. God's best soldiers are those who are conscious of their own weakness and ineffectiveness.
Yes, sir.
And who rely solely on him. For you see, God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty.
Yes, sir.
Our weakness commends itself to the power of his might. Be strong. Be empowered. Be ready to rumble. Paul, like a commanding general who is overseeing his troops in the heat of battle, has issued this command to be strong.
All right.
It is a present imperative, which is to be carried out by the Christian soldier continually. Every day, you got to be ready. Every minute. Every hour, you got to be ready to rumble. For Satan is busy. To disobey a general's command in a crucial battle can be disastrous. And it is no less serious in the believer's continual warfare against his or her unseen foe.
Yes,
even if you can't see him, I tell you that you need to be ready to rumble.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us of numerous situations in which the men of God were ready to rumble. On the occasion of the Amalekites raiding and burning Ziklag and the taking of the women captive, we read an Old Testament parable of being strong in the Lord in order to fight the good fight. Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. For all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I tell you, he was ready to rumble. In Acts chapter 9, verse 22, but Paul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. John 1 and 9, have not I commanded thee, Joshua 1 and 9, have not I commanded thee,
all right,
be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed,
yes,
for the Lord thy God is with thee,
yes,
whithersoever thou goest.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, be ready to rumble. David says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and be ready to rumble. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Never, never rely on your own strength. And then the third thing that Paul encourages these believers to do is that he says, put on the whole armor of God. In other words, the third thing that you really need to do is to put on your war clothes. Now, I know it's Sunday morning, and all of you are decked out in your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. But I tell you that you still need to put on your war clothes. Paul says, therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day. When danger comes, you'll be able to stand. And having done all that every crisis in your life demands, you'll be able to stand firmly in your place. Be ready to rumble.
All right, sir.
Stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins,
yes, sir.
And having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with God. Put on your war clothes. In verse 15, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with your firm-footed stability, the promptness and readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace.
Yes, sir.
Be ready to rumble.
Yeah.
Put on your war clothes. Ephesians 6:16, lift up over all the covering. Lift up over all the shield of saving faith, upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one.
All right.
Satan will come at you in all manner of ways. If he can't get you one way, he'll try another way. But whatever way he tries, you need to have your war clothes on and you need to be ready to rumble. 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the shield of God, which is the word of God. If you take his word with you, I tell you, you'll be ready to rumble. You'll be ready at all times to rumble. I remember when I was a young boy, my father told me that he had gotten into an argument with a guy down on Hastings Street in a bar. And he said the guy got real loud, and he said to my father, "That's all right. I'm going home and get my knife." And my father said that he said to the man as he reached in his pocket, "You mean to tell me you don't have your knife on you?" My brothers and sisters, you need to take the word with you. You need to be armed at all times. And then Paul says, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Be ready to rumble. Put your war clothes on. My brothers and sisters, in conclusion, as I prepare to take my seat, as you get ready to rumble, sometimes the battle will get heated. Sometimes you may grow weary. Sometimes you may feel like you want to give up. But my brothers and sisters, don't throw in the towel too quickly. You see, we got a champion on our side. And every now and then when we used to go to the wrestling match, they used to have what they call a tag team. And on our team is a champion. Jesus, the Son of God. He's our champion. Jesus, the Son of God. He's on our side. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord, who is on our side. It sounds so good, David had to say it twice. If it had not been for the Lord, who is on our side, I don't know where I might be. I'm glad today that Jesus is on our side. So if you get a little tired, if you grow a little weary, you can always reach out and tag team Jesus. I tell you, his name is Jesus. I can tag team him because I know his story. I know how he came down through 42 generations just to tell us redemption story. I can call on him. I can reach out and tag him because I know that he was hounded from the cradle to the grave. Herod sought to kill him. The Pharisees and the Sadducees tried everything they could to bring him down. His own men gave up on him. He was called everything but a child of God. But he was ready, I tell you, to rumble. He was ready to fight for you and for me. One day he was betrayed of men, led from judgment hall to judgment hall. They hung him one Friday, had taken him out to Golgotha's hill. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. Took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. But I tell you that he was ready to rumble. He rumbled all night Friday night. He rumbled all day Saturday. He rumbled all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. The victory was in his hand. I'm glad today that Jesus gave his life for me. And I'm glad that he's coming back again for all those who put their trust in him. Be ready to rumble. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.